Hey everybody, this is Chuck Maxwell.
This is Brent Moore.
We're in with you today on the Big Story podcast, and glad you've joined us on this summer day. We hope you are cool wherever it is that you are. And it has been an interesting summer so far, with a bunch of rain to begin the summer, and then all of a sudden the spigot has been shut off.
So our
salt group had a water slide last night, and so I put it out in the yard where I could get some water, you know, on my yard from the kids splashing around in the water slide. So that was good. But and things going well with Jude being around the house, man.
Man, I love it.
Has he learned to swim yet?
No, he smiles. That's a big deal. And
okay.
He comes up with different noises every day.
So you're teaching him a little Greek now?
Yeah. I tell you what I am doing is that I got myself a big black family Bible, and I put him on one knee and I read out of that because I want his earliest memories to be of that.
So he will, when he starts carrying his own Bible to church, it'll be a big black Bible that...
No, I really did want to be intentional about having a family Bible and family time, and so so we're doing that right now. And I ask him for his prayer request. We say, "Well, Mama, what's your prayer request?"
Dad, yeah.
And he hasn't had any so far.
He hasn't had any yet. Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll come, you know, as the days go by.
Yeah. I do this though. And that's not a joke. I do it.
Especially when he starts eating real food, you know, that'll be a time where maybe his prayer request will
come to life.
No, good. I'm glad Jude's doing well, and it is good to see them here. Regularly now. And has he been into the nursery yet?
No, it's that'll happen when he doesn't sleep through the service. I mean, he's not a problem right now because he literally...
Oh, he's sleeping through.
He sleeps through the whole service.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, there's some other church members who do the same thing. So it's he fits right in.
Well, I guess so.
Fits right in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this has been an interesting month too for us in the Big Story. I have taken my traditional, not a sabbatical, but just the month of preaching off, as most people have realized. And I have been here in the office, so it's not like I've been on vacation for a month. For those of you who wonder, and no matter, you know, I don't care what Brent has said, I haven't been on vacation for a month. I mean, I have spent a few days with my dad, who is aging, and it's been good to hang out with him some.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Ann and I have taken one Sunday. We went together to a church in Memphis. Then I went to another church another Sunday. So I have been in corporate worship as well.
Right.
Hadn't missed a Sunday.
That's good.
Check that off.
That's right. Closer to heaven than the rest of them.
That's right. So... but it has been, and I'll be sharing more about that as I get back in the groove, just some things that I have experienced. But we've had a couple of you young bucks preaching on Sundays and stirred the pot, man.
That's right.
I mean, my goodness, stirred it up.
That's good.
In some good ways.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to take a little time here on this podcast for Brent to sort of maybe fill in some blanks from your message last week, and but we did have Cody here who preached on Micah, and had a different tone about it, and stirred us up in a way to kind of get off our tails and be obedient to what God is calling us to do. And he got some reaction. And nothing that he said was wrong at all, and caused us to kind of search our own scriptures and search our heart. You on the other end of the spectrum, let's have a big party.
Yeah, right. Hezekiah, man, some good times. Let the good times roll. That was the title and the theme song for the day.
Yeah.
And then we got into talking about an issue that most evangelicals, conservative evangelicals who believe the Bible, do not talk about, and that is the idea of prosperity.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to give my best message on what I thought was appropriate for the people of God in that area.
You know, there are times throughout church history where we have been made uncomfortable with a certain area of maybe of scriptural truth because it is a little bit foreign to us, or because somebody has misappropriated.
Right.
It makes me think of a season where the Holy Spirit, to mention the Holy Spirit,
right,
is dangerous because you get labeled as some holy roller type.
That's right. Yeah.
And so this word prosperity, unfortunately,
right,
has been given a bad.
Yeah,
bad
absolutely,
rap.
Absolutely. And you know, I was aware of that, and I said one line in my sermon was, if you want to use the term, God will take care of you. And that maybe even is a more New Testament understanding anyways.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But what I was really trying to convey in that message was that, again, my two sort of main points in how you will prosper, be taken care of, is honor the Lord, work hard, and what we see is the norm. Okay, in Scripture, is that you're taken care of. Now, I think you could always find possibly someone, you know, who is starving and really not getting by, and yet they're seeking to honor the Lord. But I think that's the exception. I think the norm is for the people of God who honor the Lord are taken care
of. Well, wouldn't you agree? We can brainstorm here a little bit without you preaching the whole sermon again. But wouldn't you agree that when you say the word prosper, when God said that he would prosper his people.
Right.
That doesn't mean all the time that you're going to have extra.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're going to have the best.
No. Uh-uh.
Doesn't mean that, right?
It means you'll be blessed, and that you'll feel blessed, and that you will be blessed, literally. I mean, that's the whole Psalm 1, and that's the whole thrust of the Old Testament.
Now, in your message, you did say something like it's not limited to material things, but that is
But I think that's still the part of it, and probably maybe the bigger part of it. I know that's up for debate a little bit, but I think that when the Lord is thinking about blessings, I mean, we're all thinking about, you know, the basics, right? Food, shelter, and some other things.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that God will take care of us when it concerns the basics.
That's exactly right.
That's okay? Prospering.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And then, but we still have the question to do, since we live in an American context, and I think this is where it got a little bit icier, or maybe I maybe even opened the door for some confusion. Since we live in an American context, we're already very prosperous, and many of us have more than we need, or...
Yeah.
But then I would also say...
Yeah, I mean, every American's rich compared to most of the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think that for most of us, we're going to be called to live in a home, live in a community, establish ourselves, and try to do the best we can to honor the Lord as we seek to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And when that occurs, I think that you're naturally going to have some things that you're going to have to come up to purchase, okay?
Sure.
And so that was where I got in the whole boat, lawnmower, truck, SUV kind of sort of conversation.
Yeah.
And I know it made some people uncomfortable, but the point I was trying to make is, don't make yourself feel good by trying to make yourself feel guilty about trying to just be a responsible citizen in your community.
Yeah, and one clarification I know that you and I talked about was when you said the word new.
Yeah.
You didn't necessarily mean brand spanking new off the showroom.
Right. I mean, I meant new to you, but
It could be, though.
I mean, because, I mean, see, that's the thing is, we don't want to get technical here, because you can go down and get incentives to get a cheaper new vehicle than a used one. I mean, the market flows up and down. So I don't want to get technical on that. What I want to say is, check your heart. Check your heart.
Okay.
And that's really where we want to head with all that, that's what God's concerned about.
Would you agree that maybe God calling us to be responsible stewards of what he has blessed us with might say, don't buy a brand new one,
right,
or don't buy a certain brand,
right,
or hold off on that vacation to the Bahamas because this year you need to give that money to this cause, or you need to do this mission.
Absolutely. The phrase I would use is you want to cap your lifestyle. Now we're not meant to judge about exactly what that's going to look like. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. Just because you can afford a $90 pair of jeans doesn't mean you have to buy it. Just because you can afford 7 pairs of jeans, you can get by with maybe 3. But again, I think that comes back to, if you're honoring the Lord, I mean, you have this whole seek first the kingdom of God. You have the whole delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. your heart's desire won't be to get the biggest, baddest thing in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Your heart's desire is, remember, we're starting out with honor the Lord.
There you go.
And so if that's your heart desire, if I say new boat and you think 50-foot yacht that costs $50,000, you might be thinking wrongly about that.
Yeah.
Because what I was trying to say is, if my son Jude grows up and he really likes bass fishing, and we live close to a lake or a pond, I'm going to maybe try to wheel and deal at some point in his childhood years to get us a bass boat so that we can go fishing if that's something he enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to sell the farm on trying to buy that boat, and I'm not going to go into debt buying it.
Well, and I think I understood this from your message too. You would want him or any other Christian in the sound of our teaching to say, you know what, I'm getting this thing, I'm doing this activity ultimately,
right,
for the glory of God.
That's right.
For His honor, which is what,
right,
you said.
Right.
And not being irresponsible with,
right,
the resources that He has given me,
exactly,
or neglecting,
right,
true religion, as James,
yeah,
would say, the widows,
yeah,
and the orphans, and,
yeah,
and what Jesus said, the poor, and all that. So you wouldn't do that.
No.
You wouldn't buy a bass boat without Jude going, you know what? Other,
right,
people are more important than us.
That's exactly right.
A lot more important than bass fishing.
Yeah, and that goes back to teaching him about his heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it goes back to saying, well, you know, because that's what I was trying to say there at the very end of my message when I was trying to land the plane, the whole, you know, when I threw in the whole Bahamas thing and going to Europe and all that. What I was trying to say
when you
is,
got carried away. And really, yeah, yeah.
What, yeah, I was trying to say is, if you're a working family who tries to honor the Lord 51 weeks out of the year and you decide to take your family on a relaxing vacation to the Bahamas for a week, do not feel bad about that. If you are giving to the church and you're giving to other things that the Lord,
okay,
leads, because I think that's good and that's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that sounds so foreign to our ears, and that was part of the little kind of shock value in there.
Right.
But, and you know, the same thing about Europe. I mean, I think if you want to teach your children, look at the heritage of where we came from. Look at what can happen when you don't want to honor God. How can you learn more about God and His glory and His worth and all that from this? I think there are ways.
What would be a maybe a guiding,
yeah,
other than this work hard, honor,
right,
the Lord and work hard, which
yeah,
I think is great.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of people who, if you just do that,
right,
you work hard, you honor the Lord with all that you are,
yeah,
you really have what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You can give away a lot,
right,
and you enjoy the blessings of God.
That's exactly right.
Let me finish my question here. What would be some guiding principles as to when that Europe thing, the Bahamas,
yeah,
thing, the boat thing comes,
yeah,
into play? What would be a guiding principle that,
right,
you would say, okay, well, now's not the time, or now,
right,
is the time, or,
yeah,
you know, is there something?
Well, I think, I mean, you got to check your heart here. It's when your heart gets out of whack. George said this yesterday, and I thought it was so helpful. If that was taken away, or you couldn't have it, and you are depressingly sad, that showed you where your God was.
Okay.
Okay? So, and that was the end of my message. Remember how I said that I still think that we're to prepare our youth and each other for preparing for persecution?
Yeah.
In other words, if we can't have these things, which I think are luxuries in a good time, right? These are maybe good times for individually or as an American society. If we can't have those things, though, what's our heart? What's our attitude towards God? And I think the only way to really discern that is if it's taken away and you cry foul, you know, to God, then you had something out of whack.
Yeah. Well, I do think, too, we don't talk about this probably enough in our teaching. We'll bring it up when Scripture brings it up. But God promises to meet our needs, mm-hmm, when we honor Him with all that we have.
That's right.
And so I personally was brought up in a home that taught me to tithe.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, because it's not a thing that I do proudly. I don't think it's a thing that I do because it's right.
Right.
And I was, it's a discipline for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I have never gone without. I mean, I've always been able to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I've always and had more.
Yeah.
Than I need.
Right.
In fact, I told my salt group last night, I feel like God's probably puking all over my fast, as we read in Isaiah 58 this week about the true fast.
Right.
Because I need to do more in serving those who don't have.
Right.
But I can, and it's because I try to honor the Lord with what I have and work hard.
There you go. And that gets into generosity and serving, and I'd love to preach that sermon too, but we're already in 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, well,
and so
I'm sure people are either getting more upset at you, Brent, or they're going, oh, good, that's good to hear. So
Yeah. But I mean, those are just great sermons for another day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Well, we want to encourage you to stay in the Word.
Yeah.
And read the E-Connection this week. I have a straight up word for you if you hadn't read it yet.
And I'm blogging about Miley Cyrus.
So oh my goodness. But be faithful, man. Honor God with what you got this week. Work hard.